yeah. Wah, 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 wah. It's the Royal Rumble this week, baby! Hello! Whoa! Whoa, my voice popped. Whoa! Woo! Welcome to the Comedians of Wrestling podcast, the podcast where comedians dissect wrestling to an unhealthy degree.
Why don't you shut up, Steve?
I'm your host, the host with the most viral stand-up about professional wrestling, Black, a.k.a. Dunsky, Black Amora, a.k.a. Donnie Wrestling. Donnie Wrestling, a.k.a. the modern day goof and spoof. Raja, yeah, coming at you like Cleopatra.
Shock the system.
Baby, baby, gabba, gabba, wee.
Gabba, gabba, wee, gabba, gabba,
yeah, gabba,
gabba, gabba, wee, gabba, 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 gabba.
This girl, she's mine, and
not changing my lifestyle. I'm 4 or 5 women every day of my life.
She's fine. What up, Jabroniacs? We are back in action for your satisfaction with all of our spicy, spicy, muy caliente, Johnny Gargano coming at you, 316, baby, Stone Cold. You heard it. Do the little talk-ups. Oh, man, that is so fun. All right, who wants to do a talk-up? Anyone? Aaron, you want to do a talk-up?
Yeah, I'll do one.
Okay, ready?
Weather and traffic on the twos. We've got a mattress in lanes on the 405, folks. Coming at you live on WDVX.
That was well timed. That was well timed.
Love it.
The fictional wrestling, all wrestling music channel that doesn't exist, where you're like, we got weather on the nines. We got sexy boy coming at you, Shawn Michaels, shaking.
He thinks he's cute, but he knows he's sexy.
He thinks he's cute, but he's positive that he's sexy.
There's no question.
That is one of the best. We talk about it all the time on this, but all the time. This lyric comes up maybe 3 times a year, but every time it's worth dissecting again and again. He thinks, I think I'm cute.
But I know.
I'm positive I'm sexy. The humility there of like, look, here's the deal. I'm willing to. So you got to go. When they wrote that lyric, I imagine it was Jimmy Johnson. He was like, I think I'm cute. So he's like, look, I'm not. I know I got something. It reminds me of Shebs, my friend. Your guys know him.
Yeah,
Jason Shapiro.
Yeah.
He's a guy. He has this attitude also where he's like, he has this thing where he thinks he's amazing looking.
Uh-huh.
But he'll be like, I know it's ridiculous, but I think I'm amazing looking.
I think that I'm cute. Shebs thinks he's cute, but he knows
he would say something like this. It's like, he'll be like, look,
he's a confident man.
He'll be like, this part of it, it's like, I think I'm handsome, but I know I'm the fucking man. Like, that's a quote he would say.
Right.
Which is a way to fake humility.
Yes.
And that's what Sean's doing, and that's it's kayfabing humility. And there's kayfabe even in the lyrics. It's unbelievable. Really, what a song.
Ooh.
What's the next lyric? I think I'm cute, I know I'm sexy. I got the look that drives the girls wild.
I think I'm cute. I know I'm sexy. I got the looks that drives the girls while they see me walk.
Oh, so I got the moves. I got the moves that really move them.
Yeah.
Wait, all right. So it's I think I'm cute. I know I'm sexy. Thanks for listening to the show, guys, by the way. This is what this is. We're going to do 1 hour of dissecting all the full lyrics. I think I'm cute. I know I'm sexy. I got the looks that drive the girls wild. I got the moves that really move them. So that is like
move them and they're like, in their hearts, or move them like...
I think it's like I have the wrestling moves, but then also I shake my pelvis.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm moving the ladies at the same time I'm moving
wrestlers
with suplexes and whatnot.
Yeah.
So there's a double meaning there.
There really is.
Because it also, if you think about Triple H's song, when he goes like trying to figure out what my move's gonna be, I think it's one of the worst lyrics in all of wrestling songs.
I like your version.
Trying to figure out what my move's gonna be. That's Lemmy, R.I.P. from Motorhead.
Lemmy, one of his lyrics. Power.
You're trying to figure out what my move is going to be. That lyric's not very good. It's not a very good lyric.
Oh wait.
Oh my God! What is that? What do you got there? What flavor?
I got Pamp Baby.
Pamplemousse?
Yeah. Duh.
Duh. All right. Anyway, this is the Comedians of Wrestling podcast. We dissect all wrestling music for 48 hours straight now. Thanks for listening here. And look, if you are a frequent listener of this show, just know the best way to support the show, we are grassroots. Everything we're doing here, we do it on our own, is patreon.com/comedians of wrestling. Put your couple dollars cash. It goes to supporting the show.
Cash, baby.
We
accept cash.
Absolutely. And let me tell you, we're not asking for handouts. Mm-mm. We got hours and hours and hours of great bonus episodes dissecting tons of wrestling movies with professional wrestlers in them, giving them ratings. And this week is no exception. This week, I have a bonus episode, ooh, which I'll be focusing on AEW and NXT. We'll come out Friday morning with the Supermark Nick Tullo that you get on the Patreon. And also, our episode of movie dissection bonus episode at the producer level of Jumanji 2, the next level, is going to be dropping Monday morning for
excellent.
You.
Excellent.
As a nice bonus when you're commuting to the Hagee Shop.
Going
you're like,
back
shit.
To the Hagee Shop after a nice restful weekend.
You're looking to throw the bread in the, slap that bread in the oven.
Slice those tomatoes.
Absolutely. Shred lettuce.
Shred the fucking lettuce, dude.
Shred the lettuce, dude. That'll be ready for you on Monday morning as a nice bonus for you guys. Oh, thank you for your patience on that. We finally get to see it. And we're going to give it our rating out of 5 moos. All right?
Now, I'm not going to spoil it for you.
No spoiler for it.
The moo rating. We'll spoil the movie, but not the moo rating.
That's right. Also, by the way, we're bringing cash-ins back this week. All right? If you want to leave a voicemail on the show, have yourself be heard. All you got to do, you leave us a voicemail at 316-530-2429-316. 530-2429. Blow my mind. Gabba wee.
Gabba gabba wee.
Hey,
gabba
hey.
Gabba gay. Gabba.
Yeah. And we do have one cash in today from the Semitic superstar, Jacob Levin, who, by the way, the next movie dissection will be for him for being at a high level on the Patreon, which we appreciate your patronage. And we're going to be dissecting the Marine 4.
Starring
which we haven't watched yet. Starring
Mike
the Miz. That's the Miz.
And
days.
Summer Rae? Summer Rae. Can't wait to see
Danielle Monaghan, I want to say.
Right.
Danielle Monaghan. That's not her name. Anyway, okay. Another announcement. So, Calmania 2 will be happening. I mentioned it last week. I'm talking about Tampa weekend.
We TDIT, had Calmania 1.
I mean, I'm going to be TDIT. Aaron, you TDIT?
I'm TDIT.
Absolutely. Touching down in Tampa. We will be. Our show will be likely Saturday afternoon. I have the venue locked down. Here's what I'll say about the venue. I'm going to wait to have the details up. I'm aiming to have tickets to be on sale February 1.
Mm.
We'll see. We're figuring out some logistics. But my point is that we're going to be having it at a venue where a lot of other shows are going to be happening. It's going to be very convenient for everyone, and it's going to be a fucking great time, a nice, affordable time for everyone.
Love that. Budget-friendly.
So I think this segues before we start talking about the Royal Rumble, because I would like this to be a very Rumble-centric episode.
Can I get an intro?
No, not yet. Not yet. To my front. The first lady herself, Erin Finnerty in studio.
What up?
I heard Finnerty here in studio.
Yeah, thanks.
Absolutely. And you'll notice an absence. You'll notice less nastiness in the room, as a matter of fact. Which is the nasty Newman is
Much
has a nasty.
Nasty
case of the flu.
Yikes.
And I just want to point out that I'm also a little sick.
But I am doing
and
quite
worked
well.
All day and still made it into studio.
Yeah, I mean, I worked all day, but I'm feeling quite
so,
healthy.
I just want to say, Newman, I hope you're not sick and smoking cigarettes.
Naughty.
Oh, my
God. You think
God.
You're cute. You know you're sexy. Right?
Absolutely. I hope he's not. Anyway, so look at me. My warrior spirit here still in the studio. making it happen. Okay, so Calmania will be happening. And here's what I want to say about Calmania. So, look, I think it's hard to move on to Rumble stuff without addressing kind of the elephant in the room, which is, look, there was a lot of talk about the Cal title. Yeah. Iffy. And we're not going to give this guy too much time on the show. But he is the current Cal champion. Always has an open door to be on this podcast. The door is open right now. He can come in. Doesn't need to wear a mask. But you know who did wear a mask? Me. When I beat the shit out of him last week on his Twitch stream.
I saw the footage.
This guy posts the same daily. He's on the Twitch. I knew when he was going to be there. Went in there with a mask, which he left on my fucking face at DCM match. And look, that's it. And I want to tell you this to Iffy, because I know you listen. Because this is a, like a Trump thing where like Trump watches, he's watching MSNBC, he's watching CNN. Like, I know you listen. I know you're a fan. Mm-hmm. We've been through this. Dude, the attacks, I will keep sneak attacking you, just like you did to me here in studio, until you give me a shot at this title. And if anyone has a problem with that, saying, oh, I'm stooping to his level, blah, blah, blah. Look, I got to do what I got to do to bring the Cal title, the Comedians of Wrestling Heavyweight Championship, to relevancy. And look, this guy has been dodging. You saw my text. I posted one of the texts as proof. Yeah. He says, oh, he's busy all the time. Meanwhile, he's sitting home Twitch streaming.
Yeah.
So the guy's a fucking phony, okay?
Right. Real busy.
Absolutely. So busy. And that's it. Give me the title shot that I want, that I deserve. And here's what I'm going to make a pledge while we're talking about Cal Mania. I'm going to make a pledge to the Jabroniac Nation right here on the podcast in the beginning. If I regain the Cal championship from Iffy before Cal Mania, all right?
Yep.
I will put the title on the line at Cal Mania 2. So I will guarantee that, okay?
Okay.
So if you guys know anything Iffy's up to or anything, be on my side. Especially if you're touching down to Tampa, so we can have ourselves a title shot. Because you know, if this title stays in the hands of this fucking jabroni, there's going to be no title in Tampa.
And that's he's too busy to TDIT.
Absolutely.
Twitch streaming. Too busy Twitch streaming to go to Tampa, Florida.
Anyway, the guy was twitching on the floor. Check out the video. It's on at Cal Podcast, our Instagram account. Yeah. Give us a follow. And by the way, rate us. Do I need to even say this?
I don't.
Because I'm too busy talking about cool wrestling shit.
Right.
Rate us 5 stars.
Yes.
Tell people it was my birthday this week. Here's what I want for my birthday. Tell one person about Cal. If you can't be a patron, tell one person about Cal.
We got to get the subscribers up. We need more followers. And if you just take your friend... Oh, what flavor is that?
Lime, duh.
Oh, of course. If you just like take your coworker's phone, open up Instagram, go to @CalPodcast and tap follow real quick, they'll never know. And it helps us out because they're going to like what they see.
Your mom's phone.
Steal people on the bus's phone, on
visit
the subway's
grandma
phone.
Grandma in the nursing home.
Take her iPhone 11, follow. Just... We got to get those followers up, you know.
Get some 3D pics of old men playing chess.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact.
Whatever.
That iPhone 11 is going to waste on your grandma.
I know.
Every grandma has an iPhone 11.
You'd be surprised.
Unbelievable. Here, so, all right. Let's get... You want to talk about wrestling? You want to ring the bell,
Cal? Fucking bell?
Aaron?
Bell.
All right. Thank you. Absolutely. And by the way, thanks everyone for rocking the Dan Black's One of My Guys shirts.
Dude, I got
posting
mine
them,
right here.
Loving it. We will, if you post a picture with it, we will repost you on the Cal
socials. I'm like saving them right now. But I'm gonna
absolutely.
I'm saving all your pictures in my phone and looking at them, and one day I'll share with the rest of the
absolutely.
World.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You will. Okay. Here's where I do have one more fucking announcement.
Boy.
The Cal Royal Rumble pool is full.
Capacity.
I just want to say, and I want to talk about this. What a success, okay?
I know.
Cal Royal Rumble pool, we had last year, we had 60 people. This year, 90 paid applicants, whatever we're going to call them. Participants is what it is. By the way, so Tulo wanted me to tell everyone, if you paid, you're in. If you didn't, you said you wanted in, but you didn't pay, that's it, because we had too many people. We probably could have went up to another 120, but we just had to cap it for time. Again, we are grassroots. If you want more stuff, more interactive stuff from us, start supporting the show on Patreon.
Right.
A lot of you listen and don't care, frankly.
Hurts my feelings.
Absolutely, especially when we're doing talk-ups. All right, anyway. So everyone gets an. If you submitted, Tulo wanted me to tell everyone, you get an entry into both the men's and women's pool.
Yes.
And $225 for each was the
There's going to be multiple winners.
Right? Is that what it is?
Well,
six winners. The pool was two. I don't really know. I don't follow the logistics here. But here's what you do. If you did it and you put your good money into this. No, he's going to do a live drawing on the Facebook page. And if you listen to this podcast and you're not in the Comedians of Wrestling Facebook page.
What are you doing?
I don't understand. You're not looking for the 4D experience.
Talk
or this full, arguably 5D. Yeah, so he'll be doing that tomorrow on the feed there. And
today,
the video will be posted.
Today, Thursday.
So that's dope. I'm going to be in that. And Aaron is the current champion.
I'm the current two-time champion. Aaron, two champs.
Who'd you have? Asuka?
No, I won with Seth Rollins, and I won hand-in-hand last year. Mm-hmm. And then I won the first pool with Randall Keith Orton.
Oh, so, I won with Randall Keith the first time he won in, like, 2008.
Really? We share this.
Yes, I pulled an eight, and he came in at number eight, winning from the eight spot. And then last year, if you remember, I had a 27, the most winningest number.
I remember being mad about that.
And I pulled straight Jabron status.
Who'd you get?
I don't even remember, like Mojo.
I think Rollins entered 10th last year, maybe.
Yeah.
And I won. He and I won together, and then. I think Orton was like 13th or something like that. So
it just always sucks when you pull someone who is just like Gilbert or whatever. Like, you get someone like
You
know, there's no opportunity.
Mojo Rowley.
Mojo, you're like, oh, it's, you know, then you start being like, I don't know, maybe. Your brain is like, maybe. I don't know, maybe this is the year where.
Gambling makes you think crazy.
Where
things.
Vince wants to have. R-Truth main event mania.
Yeah, like, I can see it. It's possible.
So here's how I want to start the pod this week. I'm going to cover AEW and NXT very heavily on the Patreon episode. And I want to talk mainly about this Rumble and what could possibly happen, because I think that's the most fun, is thinking about the possibilities. Now, I have the list up of the men's Rumble. I also have the list up of the women's Rumble.
Same.
Not a lot of women are announced to be in the women's match.
5 out of 30.
That's crazy. And the men, surprisingly high number, 25 out of 30.
That's meaning, the majority.
And that's not including any NXT talent.
Which they have. They confirmed that there will be NXT talent in the Rumble. So.
But not significant. Like, I mean, at max 5.
Yeah.
Which I guess is a high number, 5 from NXT. But at the same time, it's hard to see an NXT guy winning the Rumble with just 5 spots, but maybe I could see it. I don't know. Let's think of it from a booking perspective. Probably it's cooler to have an NXT guy win if you're going to have less NXT guys in.
Yeah.
Right? So if the goal let's swerve and let's have Ciampa win, then it's good to have less NXT guys in, because then it's more surprising.
Right. It's shocking. I guess it shocks the system. I guess my question is,
shock the system.
If an NXT guy wins, does that qualify him for the championship of his choosing? Or
that's another thing, which is like, that's another reason that I think
it's gotta be
an
someone,
NXT guy winning the Royal Rumble is a distinct possibility because of how little they're leaning into it.
Right.
They know it's cooler to make it like, well, what the fuck happens?
Yeah. Right? Big mystery.
I do think odds are, I don't think an NXT, if I just off the hip here, and I might switch because I'm literally doing a live analyzation here. I have some thoughts, but I want to go through this and really speculate on every angle, which is, I do think the most likely NXT win, and it's arguably not even NXT anymore, is a Shayna Baszler female Royal Rumble win.
Yeah, I was going to say Finn Balor maybe would be an option, just because he can vacillate between brands if he wanted to.
It is an option. I don't think they'll do Finn Balor because he just kind of like went back into the like NXT phase and he hasn't even had his Gargano match yet. Like,
right.
I don't see how that, like, then they're pulling him out of that. I can't see Finn at all. Plus, I don't think Vince is a guy who leans into Finn at all.
Right.
So, here's the deal. While we're talking about NXT, what NXT guys could you actually see winning this Royal Rumble?
Winning?
Yes, winning.
Winning.
Now, I want to point this out, that this is something we talk about. It seems so fucking foreign at this point based on the past winners of the Royal Rumble. Because, let's say, the past men's, the women's match is so new that talking, I think it's Asuka and Becky, that's it, right? So there's been two. You talk about the men, the only surprise winners of the Royal Rumble, like 10 years, they had Alberto Del Rio won his debut in the large, he won the 40-man Royal Rumble in like 09. And that was the first time we ever saw him, which was crazy. That was fucking nuts. They haven't, since then, what's the most surprising win? I mean, like Shinsuke?
So it's Seth, Shinsuke. I was surprised when Randy Orton won. I think everyone was surprised.
Randy Orton can always win.
Yeah, there's the Randy Orton factor.
Right.
Who else won?
Actually, I wouldn't. If Randy Orton won this year, I wouldn't. I know. Should I turn mine down a little? Is this the way to do it? Hello.
You're turning mine down. I'm number one.
You're number
one,
three,
baby.
Dan. So look for number three on the dial.
Oh my god. Hello.
And seeing by the way, how the sausage is made, folks.
Have we worked out the Spotify issue yet?
Three's the other. You're not looking at what number three is. You're just guessing.
Oh, all right.
Read the number three, and then turn that dial.
Well, it's not this
it's
one.
It's on the front of the thing.
It says three right here.
Then it's three.
All right. I have control of this. I know. It's not a great system. I want to know what happened with the Spotify.
Well, I contacted Spotify Podcast and they returned.
So you're blaming Spotify?
They returned my email and they said that it doesn't look like there's any issue on our end. And now it's appearing on Spotify. And I said, well, how come it took a few days? How can we avoid this in the future?
Yeah.
And they said, sometimes it takes a little while.
Oh, that's all they said?
That's all they said. And they said, if it happens again in the future, give us a holler. And I said, thanks. You've been not helpful at all.
Wow.
Wow. You know so what? For all of our Spotify listeners, you're just going to have to take your ass over to Apple
there you go.
Stitcher? I don't know.
There's not even like a system I can log into to affect Spotify.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. All right. Well.
Anyway.
If we go back to the Royal Rumble.
So I'm looking at a historical list of winners. So other than the aforementioned Rollins, Orton, and Shinsuke, Roman, Batista, Cena, Sheamus. Yeah.
So I'm saying none of these are crazy shocking.
Right.
Maybe Sheamus. Maybe Sheamus winning in 2012, but I think that was kind of like at Sheamus's kind of his peak. Mm-hmm. I think none of these are like crazy shocking, right? Orton, yeah. So here's what I'm saying is that we haven't had like a real curveball win since Del Rio,
right?
You know, and so the question is always. My thought is that the best curveball you could do is an NXT guy.
The ultimate curveball.
So the only NXT guys who could actually win, and then we're talking about wrestling right now as it stands. And I also don't know how the Rumble factors into NXT. There's a chance there someone wins and then goes for the NXT title.
Right.
Which another possibility I thought of, which is a Rumble, a main roster winner winning the Rumble and then going for the NXT title.
Oh,
now,
brother.
I don't think that would ever happen.
Yeah.
I don't think that would happen.
I can't see any like viable candidates like to win the Rumble who would deflect, quote, air quotes, down to NXT for the title.
Yeah, I mean, I think that Finn closed the door on that being a cool move by going down himself. Mm-hmm. But I just, and then it's going to read as, I think for that wrestler, it'll read as you're scared of Brock or The Fiend, right?
Which you should be scared of both, right?
Look, no offense to Adam Cole. He's one of my guys.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, all the champions right now are my guys.
Yeah.
No offense to Adam Cole. If you choose Adam Cole over those two fucking monsters, you look weak.
Yeah, that would be insane. You get crumpled up like a...
It's no disrespect to Adam Cole while still being a slight disrespect on his size.
Yeah.
But that means you're going into it being like, oh, I want to beat up Like, if you want to go into a tough angle, you'd have to be like, I want to beat up all four of the Undisputed Era. Like, I want to take you all on. It's not, no one's doing that. Here's the only NXT guy who I realistically think could win the Royal Rumble.
Okay.
And it's a Del Rio style choice, but it's Velveteen Dream.
Yeah.
If they're like, let's fucking go all in on this guy.
Well, they could. But right? I just don't see, like,
people will pop
still,
for him like crazy.
People will pop for him, but, and he is a larger man, but still, like, the guys who are in the Rumble are, put this in a perspective, these are huge men.
Yeah.
You know, like,
guys, let's put this in perspective. These are huge men.
Yeah.
Bro. Yeah, I mean, yeah, so you're not feeling that choice.
I'm not feeling that
choice. You're not
choice.
Feeling that choice.
Riddle could, I could see him fighting someone like Brock Lesnar.
Right.
Maybe beating him because they both have MMA experience.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping they go for the Riddle-Goldberg match at Mania.
Yeah,
and that doesn't need a title.
No.
That's just grudge.
Grudge.
I hope they do that. I mean, look, there's so many questions in the air. I think that NXT, I think, will 100% have a presence on the Mania card. I'd be shocked if they don't. That'd be a shock to the system, if you will.
It would be a real shock to the system. I mean, there's TakeOver the night before, but
It didn't stop Survivor Series.
Yeah,
and we've already established that, like, it's the third brand.
Right.
So it's weird not to have Mania be, like, where they all converge.
Right.
I think what's really cool is if they start making TakeOvers not part of the Big Four weekends, which I don't know if they're doing, but I was kind of shocked. There's not a Rumble TakeOver, right?
No, there's no TakeOver.
It's in Portland, like, in February? The Gargano...
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's in Portland. I don't know the date, but it's separate.
So I think already we're seeing that.
Yeah, what, that's the next. It's mid-February.
So they're already, I don't know if that's for like scheduling logistics or something, but separating out those takeovers, I think if they go that route, but then Mania is when they converge, and Survivor Series maybe, just those two, that could be cool.
Oh, there's also the Worlds Collide that's taking place on Saturday.
That's... Oh, that is Saturday, right?
Yeah, it's NXT UK.
But is that over the pond, if you will?
No, it's in Texas. It's in Houston.
Oh. That Worlds Collide thing I don't follow at all.
I mean, I have been out of the loop, but there's some legit matches on the card here, so.
There always are. Like, they do that thing. They always do. I don't know. I didn't watch NXT UK Blackpool. I just have to put a limit on this stuff. Plus, I'm watching AEW. There has to be, like, I mean to, but here's what happened. I went to go put on NXT UK Blackpool, and then.
Oh, brother.
My God.
Siri.
Stupid
iWatch. Siri's in the building.
I was like, NXT. I was eating, and I was like, I'll put on UK Blackpool, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then I think I put on Rollins 365 instead.
The right move.
Because
I support
the
that.
Sometimes I'm not in the mood for wrestling. Not that I'm not in the mood for wrestling, but I'm in the mood for wrestling content.
Yeah.
But and that shit really scratches my itches.
I know.
Well, it scratches the itch for, like, oh, I want to watch. I'm rawed out. I don't want to see just matches.
You're raw. You've been rawed raw.
The network, they do such great work on there, feel like we need to support that stuff. I feel like they're watching the numbers there, and we need to give more views to these 365s, these Chronicles.
Yes.
I feel like they just do it to do it.
Right.
I don't think they're popular.
I don't know. I mean, I hope they're popular. Like, I think documentary TV is, like, really popular. Mm-hmm. It's something people like. And this is a way to, like, scratch your wrestling itch without having to just watch kind of, like, the sporting element of
it.
It's, like, get to know your superstars, you know, your friends you watch every week. So I hope people are watching, and it's really good content. And I really support it. And I think it's having a comeback because when I first got the network, it was like original content galore, and then it kind of fell off for a while. Now they have Day of, 365, 24.
Yeah.
Like, it's good stuff. I watch that stuff too.
Yeah, make sure you're watching that stuff if you're paying for the network. It's good stuff. Anyway, here's the deal. Okay, so I think to stay in the lane of NXT wrestlers who could win the Royal Rumble. Now, I don't see it, like maybe like a Ciampa. They'd have to want to give some of these guys like a major push. I can't see it. Riddle, I don't think it's. I don't think it will. I don't think it's time. He needs to. If they let him wrestle Goldberg and have like a serious match with him, a competitive match, he'll still. If he wrestles Goldberg, I doubt he's pinning Goldberg.
It would be cool if he did.
If he jackhammers Goldberg, that's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
On its own, but I doubt they would. I doubt Goldberg would allow Riddle to pin him.
That's the thing. That's the thing. Goldberg probably has his limits.
Goldberg was on. He was on Stone Cold's podcast. You know.
Oh man, I've been missing it.
It's on the network. The video of it.
Yeah.
And he's on there, and Goldberg starts talking about how he's like, I never. He was saying that he when he loses matches, he feels so weird. He doesn't know what to do when he loses. He's taken so little amount of pins that he's not. I thought that was fucking fascinating.
Yeah. Well, after all this time in the business, he still hasn't.
He's probably
how
lost,
to,
honestly, five times.
You could probably count them. You could probably name them if you
were
challenged.
He lost to Taker in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
He lost to Scott. He got tased by Scott Hall. He lost to Kevin Nash at Starrcade when he got tased by. that was his first big loss.
Wow.
That was coming off of like 300 wins. You know what I'm saying? And matches that were 4 seconds long.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I don't even think he even took a power bomb. You know what I mean?
The taser was. Can't lose. He got tased.
I don't know. And then he's lost. He lost to Brock at Mania. And then he probably lost a couple more times at WCW, but really not that many. He's probably lost, honestly, an honest number, 20 times max. And I think that's high.
A high estimate, I think that's too in my high. Opinion. Yeah.
I would love to look that up. Can you look that up?
I am on the case.
I don't know how many times Goldberg has lost. His record is, by the way, his record, if wrestling was real, his record would be the number one best athletic achievement of all time.
Yeah, no shit.
No one.
Okay, yeah. So Goldberg.
By the way, it's still real to me, damn it. Of course, it's real.
Well, this is strictly his WCW record, but he is listed at 213 wins, 24 losses, and 11 draws.
Okay, so he's lost a little more times after he lost the belt. After I dipped out of WCW as a kid, he probably took some more pins. But 24 losses, and that, his record
you
is crazy.
You want to work out that percentage?
Let's put that up against, can we see Ziggler's like lost?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, like. I have a feeling. Yeah.
We're looking up. We're getting into the statistics tonight, folks.
I know.
That's okay.
Well,
this is for science.
Are great because they're fake.
Yeah.
They're kayfabe. They're scripted statistics. Right. That's what I love.
Oh, right. Brother. Okay. Well, Dolph has a significantly longer.
Yeah. Well, whatever. You look that up.
I'm going to keep talking.
So anyway, I got a lot to say. All right. So NXT, my only pick right now, I'm calling it to win Royal Rumble is for the men's Royal Rumble is Velveteen Dream. Now, for women, I think Shayna Baszler has a very big possibility of winning it. I don't see any other woman who would win it for
NXT. Okay. Just chiming back in here. This is old news. But this is in 2013. As of 2013, he had 100 wins, 105 losses, and 25 draws.
See, I knew he would be 50-50.
He was the 12th wrestler to be tracked to hit 100 televised wins.
Because I feel like Ziggler wins more than we realize.
Yeah.
All right, cool. All right, anyway, back to the Rumble. So, okay, great. So now let's talk about what I'm going to call tier one winners of the Royal Rumble.
Okay, I love this. Yeah.
Okay, now it's 25. Now, okay. The question, actually, before tier one, I want to do another category, which is inactive wrestlers who could win the Royal Rumble, right?
Like, okay.
So Batista won the Royal Rumble, came back active, won, and it made Daniel Bryan's career.
Yes. So
I hope Daniel Bryan has ever said thank you to Batista and Roman Reigns. He should thank these guys.
Yes.
So what wrestler? Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So what Royal Rumble? What? Who is inactive? Who could win the Royal Rumble? Okay, this is the one I mention every single year. The Rock. The Rock can always win the Royal Rumble.
You bold? Yeah.
He at any time.
Carte blanche.
And I think if he enters, he wins.
Right. Yeah. They're not gonna just have him enter. just to lose.
Right.
It's The Rock.
Undertaker.
Taker.
Could win the Royal Rumble.
He could lose, though. Like, right. He could get rolled out
yes.
of the ring gently.
Could lose. Could establish a feud and lose.
Right. What about John Cena?
John Cena, another one. And also is one of my three picks for winner this year.
Okay. I'm totally 100% here for John Cena winning the Royal Rumble.
So John Cena winning the Royal Rumble is
huge. Can I ask a question?
Huge. Yes.
Is John Cena one of your guys?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
I just had to clarify.
John Cena is one of my guys.
Because I feel like it's a given, yeah. but not everyone loves John Cena.
I adore John Cena. Here's the deal with John Cena. Is that my relationship with John Cena is really complicated.
It's complicated,
but
folks.
Here's what first thing I want to say this, by the way, is that, all right. My relationship with John Cena, I was thinking about it after the gym yesterday.
I'm not surprised.
I was thinking about it after the gym yesterday, John Cena, because I was on a thread on the Facebook. Remember where I was, by the way. Let's put a pin in where we're actually
yes,
at.
Yes.
I was saying wrestlers who are not active wrestlers who could come back and win the Rumble.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Putting a pin in that.
Pin.
I was getting to an argument on the Facebook group. By the way,
okay.
You're not comedians at Comedians Wrestling Podcast. It's the only reason to have Facebook, okay?
It's literally the only function Facebook serves for me anymore.
Okay.
It's the group.
I would
group.
Not have Facebook if it was not for... not a fan of a lot of their work.
Okay. No, not a big fan.
Okay. I was having an argument. So someone, Tony Shade, a Jabroniac,
yep.
had posted a tweet, a tweet that Roman was
yep.
talking about how he punches a pad. So there was
yeah.
a picture of Roman Reigns placing a pad on the ground when he punches to set off his pyro.
Right.
Okay. And someone said, why does he punch a pad? And then Roman Reigns had responded by saying, I punch a pad because I wrestle... fucking 5 million matches
a week yeah, yeah.
and like I'm not gonna punch the floor and like jam up my wrists, so
right.
it's a way to do it. Okay. I absolutely adored this conversation. Even if I disagreed with you, I loved it. This is
yeah.
why I started this fucking podcast.
Right, right,
is
right.
to dissect this minutia. I love this conversation from the Jabroniac who wrote, "This is the dumbest conversation I ever saw."
Right.
I love you for writing that.
I love you for saying it soft.
I love fucking Tony Shade for fucking caring so much about this
right.
detail and letting it keep him up at night. The man is a father. I love that. And I love that some people completely disagree with other people but still cared.
Right.
We're running we're all getting worked. It was a beautiful, beautiful thing.
I observed.
It was great. It was great. It was honestly, to me, whatever some people get when watching the fucking Bellagio.
The fountains. Yeah, the jumping fountains.
Yeah, when you see that, that's what I see when I'm watching this piece of art.
Yes.
A conversation dissecting something so fucking stupid.
You hear the angels singing.
But I legitimately care. Now,
yeah.
by the way, this relates back to me thinking about John Cena
okay.
after the gym
yeah. yesterday.
Okay. Well, after the gym, I think about jacked men. I really, I
yeah.
think about my forefathers of jackness, okay?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so I was thinking about it, and my
uh-huh.
stance was punching the pad sucks. I
yeah.
was like, you put yourself in those shoes. You're supposed to be a larger-than-life character,
right.
and you punch a pad. Here's the thing. I don't care that he punches the pad as much as I care about him comfortably telling everyone
right.
that he punches a
right,
pad
right,
to
right.
not hurt his wrist.
So easy to just like, this is what the business that you're in is to come up with some
first off,
fun, creative
yeah.
way, like reason that you're doing it.
Ignore it is a fine option.
That's a good route.
Ignoring it is fine. Just being like, whatever. But why not just say it triggers the pyro?
Right.
It's like, I want to feel my pyro.
Right, right, right.
But you're protecting your wrist. Protect the kayfabe.
Yeah, protect the kayfabe.
The guy wears pants, a bulletproof vest to
Kevlar.
The ring, and the wrist guards I wore when I was fucking rollerblading that
yeah.
my mom would make me wear to rollerblade.
I've got them.
right? The wrist guards. He wears those, and I know they're not really those, and none of it protect that. I'm talking about I live kayfabe. I'm saying kayfabe, he's all protected, and he's trying to protect his wrist from the grape.
Right.
Guys, I'm like, just say it sets off the pyro. Like,
say
Pete, work in the game.
Anything.
Daniel Bryan's always working.
Right.
So Daniel Bryan talk about how the turquoise on the belt, he hand selected. They're environmentally, naturally.
He sifted
naturally
it in the
fallen
sand.
Birchwood.
Right.
And you're like, oh, I sea punch stones. A grape to protect my wrist? Get out of here. It's not
Thank
good
you.
Work for the top guy.
It's a fittingly boring response from Roman.
Right. It's like he's a good worker, and that's just right. That's what he's chosen to be. He keeps choosing to be just a good worker. He's not trying to work us at all. The psychology of wrestling, he's not interested in it. Like, whatever.
No.
That's what comes off. So that's why I don't like it. I like wrestling for characters. I come from a sketch comedy background, right? Right. I want these characters to be... The Miz is always fucking working on Instagram. Even Baron Corbin had that. I gave him that credit last week. He had that thing about how he's upset about the AEW wrestling. It's like, great. To just have a non-choice. Now, someone could argue that maybe that's his thing is like, I don't know.
Keeping it real.
I can't see a good argument for that's a good answer. Now, some people were like, yo, he shouldn't punch the ground. Maybe just find something new. Punching the ground is cool. Like, that's it. That Jax did it in Mortal Kombat. It's fucking cool. Punch the ground.
Right.
It looks cool. It sets off
the
his pyro. Punches the ground. He's so strong. He punches the ground. It cracks
Sparks
the ground.
Come out of it.
Right. The kayfabe is like, yo, he should. Why? All right. So what about this? How about kayfabe respond and be like, yo, I'm protecting the ground. How about that? I don't want to be punching through the grate.
I'll damage the stage.
Yeah. Yo, I don't want to set WWE back every week. They got to buy new steel every week. Come on,
so
man.
So easy.
That's what wrestlers do. And this is why people don't respond to Roman.
Right.
Because he's not living a kayfabe lifestyle. Okay.
No, he's not.
Right. Okay, John Cena, hustle, loyalty, respect. Some of that, he lives a lot of that for real. But but some of it also, oh my God, no.
Oh, brother.
Oh my God.
Oh gosh, can you tell he's back?
Oh my God.
Stop
All right, it's fine.
Shit.
I'm going to keep trying to do my art here, even with the notions interruptions. The guy's buying fucking hoagies in the middle of the pod. No, but right? Am I right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So this
You're
stuff 100%. Does matter. If you go, this is conversation's dumb, blah, blah, blah. Well, then I don't understand you. It matters.
Yeah.
It's just like, because what they're doing, it's like, it matters. There should be thought in this.
And it's like indicative of the bigger picture, right? Because it's like the fact that Roman would just give this blasé answer to this question where he could have embellished and made it a thing and made himself cooler in some way.
Right.
But instead he was just like, no, this is literally why I do it.
Yeah, and it's not like
no interest.
I'm not expecting 24/7 kayfabe. Like, I'm not expecting that. It's fine. Some wrestlers, they break and they go like, hey, I worked with this charity.
I went to Disneyland today.
Alexa Bliss is in Disneyland. Like, whatever.
Right.
It's not like every second I need you to do that. You need to have a life, and you're allowed to have a social media presence.
Right.
Like, watch like Becky. Sometimes she's the man, and sometimes she's just Rebecca Quinn. Like,
right?
Like, you know what I mean? I'm not expecting that. But I feel like there's zero of it on his end.
No.
So
zero.
Okay. So this goes back to John Cena. John Cena, think about John Cena after the gym. And I'm like, yo, I had this convo about Roman Reigns on the pod, on the Facebook group. Loved the convo.
Said this to John Cena in your mind?
In my mind, I go, man, so John Cena, 10 years ago, when I'd watched John Cena, I was like, his music would hit. And I'd be like, oh my God, this guy again. I mean, I'm talking 10 years ago, and now we're saying he's one of my guys. I go, am I headed this way with Roman?
This is interesting. No, I don't think so.
I honestly believe no.
I believe
no. And it's because of the great thing. I think it's because of that.
Well, it's like he's just, John Cena is charming. Like, not one of my guys before, but now that I've seen him, like, in interviews, in movies, like, you know, in commercials where he talks about how great America is. Like, I like him more now, but I don't think that, like, Roman's not going to be in, like, Blockers 4.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, the thing is that, like, It's like Cena just won me over. He also started like putting on way better matches post WrestleMania 31. His U.S. title run. Once he started putting guys over, and also. He just won me over. It just is what it is. Like, he developed. Roman could do it. He could do it. But I'm a little worried. Like, it's a little like, yo, I've watched a bunch of Manias. I watched stuff. I don't know. The reality is, I don't know. It's the beauty of wrestling. It's like some guy could turn it around at any time. We've seen it time and time again.
I mean,
Miz was full on jabron. Becky Lynch was full on jabron. You never count any wrestler out. And yeah, I already like true. Roman... in ring stuff, so who knows? But all right. Anyway, I know.
So you think he's going to win the Rumble?
Now, let's talk about tier. All right, so now we're talking about wrestlers who are not in there.
Yeah,
CM Punk is another option of a wrestler.
That's a wild card. I don't know.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Wrestlers who come in and they auto win.
This is an auto win scenario.
It's not auto win. I'm just saying wrestlers who like we said Taker, but I'm saying wrestlers who could potentially come in and actually have a shot.
Right.
Okay. Like Doink the Clown will come in as that, but he won't win. I'm talking about like right. But he's already retired. I doubt that, and I don't think they would let him win. So I think that's the list of wrestlers who could do it. That they would actually let win and headline a WrestleMania.
Yeah.
I do think we see Cena. I don't think we see Punk. I do think we see Cena. I do think, gun to the head, John Cena wins this Royal Rumble.
Really? Gun to the head, John Cena wins. I love that.
Yeah. I think the Brock-Cena match is, I've said it, it's a marquee main event. Like, it is big. Now, Cena also has went on and said he doesn't want to break Flair's record. That also made me think that he might break Flair's
record. Right.
Because that's a great way to face that up.
Yeah, it's always you say the opposite,
right?
And then the opposite happens, you know?
Okay. Now, so that's the wrestlers outside. Any wrestlers you can think of outside that you think could win?
Who are inactive?
Inactive.
Well,
legends or whatever.
Yeah, legends.
Those are the guys that I came up
with. Oh, there was buzz about Edge returning.
Oh, fuck. Edge is one I had.
Yeah.
Edge also could win. Edge probably will be in the Royal Rumble. We saw him at SummerSlam come back.
Right.
We know he's cleared.
Yeah.
So
he could be one of the five.
Edge could win the Royal Rumble. There's no question.
Yeah.
I do think the problem is I don't see a lot of excitement around an Edge Fiend match or an Edge Lesnar. I think people are like, I'd be excited to see it. I really like Edge.
I don't think he would go against the Fiend. I think that if he did win, it would be a Lesnar match.
You know
what?
Edge, one of my guys, okay, from his Rated R Superstar stuff, I adored it. It was fucking great.
You have a Edge t-shirt.
I do have an Edge t-shirt. It is bedazzled. Yeah.
I've not seen it in person, but I love it.
It scratches my skin. It's not great.
You have to wear Band-Aids on your nips.
Edge is one of my guys, but he's in a rare category. It is very rare of a wrestler who's one of my guys, but don't need him to come back. Unless he's going to do rated R, which he's not going to because the show is PG.
Right.
And so I doubt we see that. I think the only Edge, Anyway, I think we do see Edge, but I don't want to see him win. Okay, let's talk about tier one guys.
Mm-hmm.
So this will go for the women's match also.
Okay.
I don't see any, and by the way, I'm not discriminating against the women. I'm saying I don't think there are any women who are inactive who could come back and win, except for, which I said last week, Ronda Rousey.
Right.
Who I think has a very good shot of coming back and winning the Rumble.
If she does come back, she would win.
No chance she would lose.
No,
and then we get Becky Ronda, which is huge.
And that's the perfect kind of bow on the match at Mania last year.
Yeah,
and Becky could retain.
Let Becky win again.
Yeah,
and it's fine because Ronda is clearly not in this for the long haul.
Right.
Have her win in the Royal Rumble, and let's see some.
That
Ronda.
Would be amazing.
Yeah, that'd be great. I do think there is a chance. I think they want to push Shayna. I believe that, but I think they might go Shayna Bailey. But the problem is they should not have two women's titles. It's just like what I always come back to.
Yeah.
They don't, the division is not deep enough for, we have three women's titles if you want to bring in NXT.
Right.
There should be an NXT title.
Right.
I think the match I'd want to see is Shayna Asuka.
Sure, that'd be great.
But they're two heels right now, yeah. And they're going for different titles, so I don't see how that is a thing.
Yeah, well, and unless... Shayna has the title, so unless she, like, drops it at some point and then gets, like, an official call-up with right. her posse, I don't know.
Yeah, so I think the only way to do that is Becky loses to Asuka, which is loses the title, Asuka's the champion, and then Shayna goes...
Becky's not going to lose.
I think they're going to have her hold it for a full year. It's just it seems like a waste.
Just let her keep holding it.
Oh,
she's the face
Charlotte Shayna.
Oh, well, Charlotte any.
Charlotte Shayna is a fucking great match.
Yeah, well, Shayna's, I think, a formidable opponent for Charlotte, who's the best. So it's like you got to take what you can get if you're looking for someone to go against Charlotte.
But they have a big issue. They have a major issue in the women's division, which is... Charlotte is so fucking good.
I know.
It's like, well, what do we just keep putting the title back on her every time Mania rolls around?
right.
But what they should do with Charlotte, honestly, is Charlotte should just be the champion for like 3 years straight. Yeah. No one should be able to touch her. And then, right?
Well, that's kind of, I think, what they're doing with Becky.
Right.
I think they're going to keep riding that. And
Becky doesn't need it as much because she's more of a Stone Cold style character as opposed to like a Goldberg or whatever. Like Becky can lose and be more scrappy. Like she could just be like winning, that. Right? Like, she doesn't actually need this, but now we're so close.
What are they going to do with Sasha? I don't even know if she's in the... Has she been announced for the Royal Rumble?
I mean, look, Sasha is fucking big time. Like
she is big
Sasha,
time.
A Sasha Charlotte match, if
always,
they could start
always
a feud,
a delight.
Even for no title on Mania,
yeah.
They can make that and put that in a cage or something.
Right.
That can always be a great women's match.
Always.
I would take that over the like fucking 40 women tag match. And also, to be honest, and this might be a hot take, I would rather see Charlotte Sasha in some kind of cage for no belt than even see the women's tag belts defended at all. And that
right.
is not a knock on the women's tag belts. That's a knock on tag team wrestling in WWE.
Yeah. And
which barely interests me except for NXT right now.
Right. And it's hard because there's two men's sets of titles.
Right.
And the women's tag division is already, it's thin. You know what I mean? It's like they're not even tag teams. They're
right.
individual wrestlers that they've made tag teams.
Not really
of.
Done anything to yeah. develop the women's tag
except
division.
Except for the Iconics.
They're like the only, them and the Kabuki Warriors, and even them,
those
they're single
two,
wrestling
yeah.
right now. All right, tier one wrestlers. So
okay.
here are wrestlers who have a very good shot of winning the Royal Rumble.
Oh, yeah.
Whether you like it or not.
Yeah,
okay?
And you know who they are, folks.
Okay, you ready? Here they are.
Yep.
I'm saying tier one, okay? Seth Rollins. I'm putting him in tier one, even though it's highly unlikely because he won last year, but he's still a tier one choice.
Right. He's always going to be tier one.
Yeah, and honestly, you could see them going for... There is story there. If that's what they want to do,
right.
I wouldn't... Gun to the head, I'm not choosing it. I still can't put him in tier two.
No, you can never put him in tier two. Plus, if it did happen, it's like always a safe bet. You know what I mean? Like, it's fine.
Right. These are guys, if you pick them, you can be like, all right, I have a shot.
Right.
You can be like, I have a real shot.
Yeah.
A very realistic shot.
Yes.
Okay. Tier one. Okay. Here's a tier, second tier one guy. Is... Randy Orton.
Well, he's always
he's always tier one. I don't care what, he could be retired, he could be 85, he's
anyone
always tier
Randy
one
Orton.
Randy Orton, tier one. Okay, the next tier one guy, AJ Styles, is a tier
yeah.
one choice. You pick AJ Styles, he's a very good pick.
Yeah.
Very likely contender. A Brock Lesnar AJ match at Mania, people would fucking love.
Yeah.
They would love that. Tier one choice. Okay?
Styles.
Styles Fiend? People would love that too.
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be great.
It's not the optimal feud for Fiend, I don't think. But the Lesnar, they push the like, I'm a small.
Right.
I'm small. You've beat the shit out of me before.
Yeah.
but I think I could do it this time because I'm phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
You know what I mean? I really think people would be like, can AJ do it?
Yeah.
People would love that story.
And people root for AJ. So I think he's a tier one talent and he's a tier one pick.
Okay. Another tier one winner. Oddly enough, Brock Lesnar, who is the current champion.
Yeah.
He's
like tier zero. You know what I mean? It's like.
Yeah.
He's kind of beyond.
Yeah. I mean, he's tier one. He's a high level tier one. Maybe the one.
But here's the thing. He's entering first. So isn't it kind of like a bastardization of the Royal Rumble to have the champion enter first and then cruise through all 29 people to win the chance to have a championship match?
Well, it is. It's interesting because then they could be like, Brock's like, I'm going to wrestle myself. And then they're like, well, all right, we got to figure out. The storytelling would be pretty fucking cool. He's like, I'm just going to sit this mania out. And then they find a way to have him. And then one cool option they have is Lesnar winning the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
And then he wins, and then the Fiend's like, all right, well, why don't we wrestle each other as the champs?
Yeah.
Or then they go Fiend Lesnar. Like, that Fiend Lesnar is a major match. I do think we will see Taker Fiend at Mania.
I thought we were going to see Roman Fiend at Mania.
No, here's why I think it, because we saw Kane on SmackDown, and then I was like, oh, that made me think. That made me think.
Right.
But always be prepared. It's rain season, everybody. It's raining season. It's rain season. Hallelujah for someone. It's rain season. All right. But
rains fall down. You know the Laguna Beach theme song?
I used to when
Let
I used to watch
rain
that.
Rain fall down and wake my dreams.
I used to love that show.
Hillary Duff.
It was sings it. Trey Dieter. I just remember there was a guy named Dieter.
he was like an OG cast member.
Blew my mind. All right, Brock Lesnar. Then the other tier one is this guy's always here. Roman Reigns is my last tier one pick for the Royal Rumble.
I'm with that.
Roman Reigns can always win a Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
There's a very good chance.
He can always win anything.
He's very powerful, okay?
Yeah.
And especially with all the protection he gets to wear.
All the pads, yeah.
And the fact that he gets to punch a pad, okay?
Yeah.
And by the way, he knocked Goldberg. That was another thing in there, which I
thought. Oh, right.
I was kind of split on. I always like talking shit about other wrestlers on social. I'll always pop for that. I think all wrestlers love that. All wrestling fans love that because then that starts being,
is it real beef
or no? You like that? But at the same time, Goldberg, 50 years old, comes out in undies, slamming his head against fucking doors and
just
bleeding.
Just making ill-advised decisions.
And you're comfortably saying that you punch a pad with wrist guards on. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
It's not a cool look.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. All right. So.
Okay,
one
tier
other
one.
Guy who I will put tier one by, and I don't think he's even in. No, he's not in the Royal Rumble match technically. So I think that takes him out of tier one territory. But I do think he deserves to be a tier one. Is Daniel Bryan
tier one honorary mention?
Yeah, I think he's already wrestling Fiend in a one on one match, right?
Yeah.
Or is he wrestling with the Miz? No, it's a one on one. It's not with Miz.
It's a one on one. It's for the championship.
So I doubt that he's gonna win. I don't think so again. But I still think he's tier one because Vince knows if he wants that people will love it.
Yeah.
So it's always like a safe option.
Well, and we know that you don't have to be in the match to enter the match. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Anything can happen.
Right. So we have seen this is what they call in the industry, precedented behavior. So, all right, those are my tier one options. If I give tier one for the Women's Royal Rumble based on what's already happening, the two tier one choices are Alexa Bliss is tier one and Charlotte Flair, both tier one.
Yeah, and we only have, as of this recording, five people to choose from.
And I think Alexa Bliss has been laying very low. That's why I'm very comfortably put her at tier one.
Yeah.
She is. People love her.
She's a great champion.
Yeah. Okay. Now, here's where it gets interesting.
Yeah.
tier two is where it gets really interesting. Uh-huh. And this is where we start thinking about booking. Okay. Okay, here are my tier two choices. Okay.
Yep.
The most interesting tier two choice, I think, is Kofi Kingston.
Oh, I was looking at, I thought Big E would be a good.
I think Big E is a solid tier three.
He's a tier three?
Yeah, I think even maybe tier four.
Oh.
Because he has no.
That's like, I guess, like a hopeful like wish that yeah. he would get a push in that way.
Well, unfortunately for Big E, Kofi getting that push that he did
yeah.
pushed him even further down.
Deeper into the tiers.
Yeah. I think that's just my feeling.
Okay.
On it.
Well, Kofi is tier two.
Kofi Kingston is tier two. And I would say he's at the top ranking of a tier two.
Yes.
I think that Kofi winning the Royal Rumble is a big fucking curveball. And then being like, yo, Brock, I want to avenge that.
Yes.
It makes WWE look so smart. Yeah. I think Kofi Mania would run wild again instantly.
100%, especially because people are, myself included, I think, a little salty about the yeah. way it went down
I had no
in
problem
October.
With it. I had no problem with it.
Yeah, it was a drag.
I had no problem with it because of how the high regard I put Brock Lesnar in.
See, that's the thing. It's like, I see that, and I agree, but I also love Kofi, and it was such a great run
right.
that for it to end just that, kind of not unceremoniously, because it's just like, well,
right.
you lose sometimes, but I think that he's due
right.
maybe another chance.
There's a lot of upside here.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah, exactly.
Is that now? All right. One reason I think Kofi Kingston, and like, I already don't like this combo, but let's have the real talk.
Let's get real talk.
When Kofi and Rollins were the champions is when the ratings were very bad. In wrestling.
Oh, we're going down the ratings K-hole.
And I think that this is when people started talking about drawing champions. And I always say, I'm like, I think there's almost no wrestlers who draw or
right.
whatever. I just don't think we don't live in like a draw society anymore.
Yeah.
You know, there's always exceptions. But so there's an argument that they're like, yo, we did the Kofi thing. It was a cool moment, but it's like, it's not best for biz. I think they might say
yeah.
that. I don't look at wrestling that way. You know what I mean?
Right.
I do, but I don't. I like to, for fun, think in terms of like, well, they only want to cater to the actual hardcores.
Right.
But we know that that's not the case.
Yeah.
Meaning, likely how this works is in the WWE writing room, Vince like, you know what, let me just call Cena, see if he's down for a Mania. And Cena's like, yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
it's like, all right, well, you get to win the Rumble. Like,
congratulations.
It's kinda, he's a huge star.
Right.
It's like as simple as that. John
yeah.
Cena is a draw. A major,
yes.
major draw at
and
this point.
And his star, like,
is skyrocketing.
Yeah, as we speak, you
right.
know.
He's a big star. Everyone knows who John Cena is now, almost at this
100%.
Point. He's almost an A-list celebrity, I would say.
Yeah.
Arguably already one. Not that those lists are whatever.
I think so. And I just think he has like a universal appeal. And I think that when he,
right.
like you see him on a talk show or whatever, he's so charming. I think that if you know, never saw him in a match before or anything like
right.
that, you'd be like, I like this guy, you know?
If John Cena was wrestling in the main event of WrestleMania, Jamie, my wife, would be like, oh, I'll watch that. Like,
that's...
she watched Conor McGregor fight this weekend.
Oh,
she was like,
that.
Oh, I'll watch Conor.
Yeah.
And by the way, Conor, wow.
Sidebar? Yeah.
What a tremendous man. I mean, I don't know about him as a guy or whatever, not important.
Right.
But check. Make sure you watch that fight. Conor McGregor.
You don't need much time.
Yeah. I mean, the amount of times he's done that also.
Yeah.
It's so cool because in UFC, the guy is above titles. It's
right.
very fucking cool. Yeah, there are tons of guys who could beat him in MMA.
Right.
But no one could beat him in excitement.
Yeah.
He's so exciting. They're going to, yeah, like, yes, I get it. Like, Khabib could probably beat him again. No
uh-huh.
question. He could probably lose to a Nate Diaz again or whatever.
Yeah.
There's matchups. But when he can dismantle dudes in a
yeah.
way. When he knocked out Jose Aldo, I mean, he has so many knockouts. He has knockouts in three weight classes. The guy is un-fucking-believable.
Unbelievable.
It's like he could lose a match. And I'm like, all right, he lost. It was whatever. But you're like, you'll still want to see his next fight.
Right, because there's a very good chance that he'll win.
The amount of guys at MMA who I've watched, like Lyoto Machida, you watch all these guys who were BJ Penn. These guys were like unstoppable for a while. Anderson Silva. And then when they start losing, you kind of care. You care so much less when they start diminishing.
Right, right, right. Well, it's like it's a real sport. So it's just like your real sports teams. It's like, you know, you could have like some sort of like fucking dynasty team. But then once they start losing season after season, it's like, okay, well, we don't care about them anymore.
Yeah.
But I also liked, like people were saying that, you know, he's like, oh, he's turned over a new leaf. He showed like good sportsmanship. Like, I thought that that was really
because he like delivered,
yeah, and he delivered like a severe beatdown in a very short period of time,
yeah,
but still, like, you know, hugged the guy, like, had a nice little
bro down
moment.
Really,
like, I thought that that was really classy, yeah.
But he also, I'd never seen in my life in MMA, I don't even remember ever seeing a shoulder strike. I've watched a lot in the clinch. I watched a lot of MMA. I don't even remember, meaning I probably have seen them, but I've never seen effective shoulders. He basically knocked a guy out with shoulders.
Within like 2 seconds, there was one punch, then there was a clinch, yeah, and then the shoulder strike broke the guy's fucking face.
The guy's so fucking exciting. It's unbelievable. I can't wait till he's a wrestler.
Right, yeah.
That's the main
that was,
say.
Yeah, exactly.
He will be an amazing pro. He will have a wrestle. He'll probably have a WrestleMania, like a Floyd Mayweather thing. They'll pay him so much fucking money, and it won't be for like 5-6 years from now. But
he's too hot in UFC excited now.
Tier two. Tier two.
All right. Sidebar over.
Yeah, I want to end the Con. And by the way, I don't know. People don't like Connor forever. So much. Oh, whatever. This is more combo in wrestling. I love it so much more. All right. Tier two. So Kofi.
Yeah.
Cool, but I feel like they won't do it because it's not the money pick.
Right.
It's the mark pick.
It is. It is.
Okay. Tier two. This guy, I'm on the fence if he's a tier two or two. I think he's a tier three. All right, tier two, Kevin Owens is a tier two pick.
Tier two, that's fair.
Yeah, I don't think it's happening, but Kevin Owens has a tremendous skill. He is a face right now with two heel champions.
Yeah.
A Brock Lesnar-Kevin Owens match, people would get into that feud. And if he does it at the Rumble, he has enough time to build it.
Yeah.
That, I think people would get into. He's like kind of like the everyman going up against the beast.
Yeah, that's a tier two pick. Cause I just don't think I see Kevin Owens main eventing WrestleMania.
I could see it.
You know who?
I could see it.
I got a question. What about?
Because it might not be the main event. Because if they go Taker Fiend, that's
true,
the main event.
So tier two, do you have King Corbin in tier two?
No. Tier three. I have my tier two. You want me to say the tier twos?
Yeah.
All right, ready? Because I think you'll. I put Braun Strowman as a tier two.
Mm.
I think it's a little generous based on where he's at right now, but I do think he's exciting enough. I think Vince sees him in that tier two spot. I think that they're going to go for a IC level for him.
Yeah.
But if they want him to beat Fiend, like, he's huge. This is the bottom line. He's huge.
Yeah.
And you've seen him over. It's not a great timing for him, but I still put him in tier two.
And he's not really had his, like, his opportunity yet.
Yeah.
They've kind of, like, iced him. So, you know, it's definitely a tier two possibility.
Here's another tier two who I think is probably a tier three, but I'm putting him at tier two. Okay.
Let's hear it.
Okay. It might even be lower, but I think that I'm only putting him in tier two because I think it would be in the curveball win territory.
Yep.
But Aleister Black, okay, he's probably not a tier two. He's probably, gun to the head, not a tier two pick. But if they're looking to create stars and start putting some guys over,
yeah,
it's like, yo, you know how talented this guy is.
Right. I mean, they did it with Shinsuke. I think he was... If you would have that year, he would have been tier two, tier three,
right,
like not in the spice zone
right
whatsoever. And I think that he won for that reason because they were like, well, this guy needs this boost. And
right,
I think Aleister Black is in that position. here in 2020.
Yeah, he's my he's like my Cinderella pick.
I love that.
You know what That's I mean? Cute. Yeah. He's my Cinderella pick. All right, tier two. Arguable, but let's not say no. No. All right, here's a tier two pick that I feel confident in calling this tier two. Drew McIntyre.
Yeah, okay.
I think Drew McIntyre, a couple of factors here. They've been pushing him face. Yes. They got Randy Orton hurting him.
Right.
Two heel champions. He's huge. We know Vince loves him.
He loves him.
It might be his time. He might be he's not an obvious pick, but I think as a face going in there, this might be the way to push him.
Yeah.
Some guys need to be booked to get over, and I think he is one of them.
Right.
You know, he needs some guys you need to tell us that they're fucking big time.
Yeah.
For us to believe it.
Well, you have to kind of like put them in the position. You know what I mean? It's like with the story and the way things have gone, it hasn't happened kind of naturally. But winning the Rumble, it's like, you know, it's a one-way ticket to like show us what you got.
Right. And here's another tier two pick.
There's another one? I'm looking at the list. I don't know.
Here's another one. I thought I was done, but I put Rey Mysterio at tier two.
Oh, yeah.
He's just a big star. So that's
Well, and there's like an existing story there.
Yeah.
With Brock.
Yeah, and it's just I just put him there because I could see them putting him in a triple threat. That's it. Mm. If they're like he's exciting third guy for a triple threat. But it's an unlikely, but I'm just putting him there. Okay.
Fair enough.
Tier three is exciting.
We got a lot of folks.
Okay. Tier three. And here's how I'm gonna define tier three.
Oh, uh-huh.
That it is realistic for this person to win. Mm. It's unlikely based on evidence. Yeah. It's unlikely based on what we know, but it's almost like there is a chance. And then tier four is the no chance category.
Tier four is the no chance. Tier three, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Tier two is like Vince has thought about it. All right, let's define these tiers.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about this before, but tier one is these guys have an extremely high chance.
Everyone
of winning.
Could be a slam dunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These are great picks. And then tier two is wrestlers who Vince has thought about winning. Okay? Tier three is wrestlers someone's going to pitch to Vince to win.
Okay, and then he
might respond to it.
And tier four?
And then tier four is no chance in hell.
It's just it's Vince. Never.
Vince and you're fired. Okay?
No chance in hell.
Okay. So here, tier three. All right. A tier three pick is Ricochet. Okay.
Someone did definitely pitch that along the way. Yeah.
I don't think he can win, but it's like, listen, he's a young talent.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they decide, look, we really want to invest in this guy. We'd like to see a nice, high-flying, exciting main event.
Yeah.
I don't see it happening.
Yeah.
He's a superhero. He takes down the supervillain, the Fiend.
It's a great pitch.
Okay.
So they pitched that, and then then they were like, no, but we will give him a moment on the go-home Raw.
Right.
And let him get crumpled by...
Crumple Stiltskin.
A.K.A. Brock Lesnar.
Crumple Stiltskin, A.K.A. Brock Lesnar. All right, tier three. Ready?
Yeah.
Baron Corbin.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I question him being a tier two guy, just because Vince... is obsessed with him and he's gotten all this airtime and I feel
like he might be tier two. You might be right.
I think he's tier two. And you know, anything is possible. He's Mr. Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
He's
King of the Ring.
He's Andre the Giant. You know what I'm saying? Like if we're just checking boxes here of achievements, a Royal Rumble win as King Corbin is possible.
Yeah, I just don't, the main thing is that I don't see the feud. Like I think that if there was a face champion, then I would put him tier two. What drops him to tier three is that you have two super bad guys as the champions right now that I don't see dropping the title.
Right.
Okay, but I'll keep him at tier two. All right, tier three, Dolph Ziggler as a tier three.
Yeah, that's a tier three.
Someone's pitching, going to Vince like, yo, people love the guy.
Yeah.
And this is the time to run, but he's in heel. He's not, his positioning is very bad right now.
Yeah.
Very bad.
Unfortunately.
Now, last year he was in the top three. People forget.
I remember that.
Strowman, Rollins, and Dolph Ziggler. I'm putting him tier three because he's Dolph Ziggler. I don't think it's not looking hot for my guy.
I know.
Okay.
He's a tier three.
I put tier three, Rusev.
Yeah, Rusev's a tier three. He's definitely not a tier four.
He's definitely not a tier four, and Bobby Lashley is also a tier three. Definitely not a tier four.
Right, right, right.
There's a chance Vince is like, well, we put Bobby Lashley with his new bride.
Right, right.
Up again. You know, the Brock Lesnar versus Lashley is a good-looking match.
That's a lot of beef.
It's a lot of beef.
It's a lot of beef.
All right, tier three. This is debatable. But I don't think Buddy Murphy's even tier three.
No, he's not.
Shinsuke's tier three, but only because he won before. But I'm almost tempted to put him tier four, which is crazy.
It's unfortunate. I don't even... Yeah, he's a tier. He's a bottom tier.
Okay, Samoa Joe, I put tier three.
Oh, he's a firm tier three.
Yeah, a firm tier three. Should be a tier two, but he's just not a tier two, unfortunately.
No, I think he's getting a little bit of steam back now, obviously, because he's wrestling again. But yeah, tier three.
Okay, and then tier three, I guess I'll give Big E tier three.
Yeah.
And then, the rest tier four. The tier four right now is currently R-Truth.
Yeah.
Buddy Murphy. Otis Tucker, tier four. Elias.
Otis.
Tier four, Elias.
Elias is a firm tier four.
Eric Rowan, I'm putting as a tier four. That's our tier fours.
I mean, everyone else, and then Doink the Clown.
All right, now, cool. So... So that's all of our options. Now that we've talked about it all.
Right.
Right? You're drinking it in. You're thinking about it. Who do you think is winning, gun to the head, the men's Royal Rumble this year? If you are wrong, if you are killed, you are actually murdered because you're
I'm taken out in the street. Yeah. I'm dropped on my head.
Yeah, you're pile murdered.
Driver. Okay, I'm murdered.
Murdered. I'm sorry to be so bleak, but the stakes need to be clear because you can easily come in and you're going, I don't know, Roman. No, I'm saying you're dead.
I know
what
you're
happens?
Dead.
Who are you choosing?
Okay, so I'm going to go with just like my gut instinct because I don't want to be murdered in the streets publicly.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Randy Orton.
You think Randy's a safer bet than Reigns this year?
Safer bet?
I would say this. I think Randy Orton is an equally good choice of Roman Reigns this year, which is high praise.
Yeah.
Because a Randy Fiend, we know that Fiend goes for his past prey.
Yeah. See?
And his past feuds.
Yes.
Oh, no, his past, he has unfinished business.
Yes.
Randy beat him in like 4 seconds, took the title off him at Mania 33.
In the House of Horrors.
They had a feud that did not really go well for Bray.
Yeah.
And so Bray being like, yo, I want to race Randy Orton, and then Bray overcoming that.
Axe the grind, folks.
If we don't have Taker, that's a great feud. And actually, I could get into that match.
Yeah. And I think, like you've said, Randy Orton, anyone can lose to him. It's safe. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think if I had a gun to my head and I wanted to hedge my bets and just pick someone who is a definite possibility, it's RKO for me, out of nowhere.
It's out of nowhere, absolutely.
And you know what? I am
a three-time Royal Rumble winner, by the way,
great.
Randy Orton, which would be tied with Stone Cold, I believe, who has the most Royal Rumble winners.
Outstanding. I think I'm also like being safe because I'm not factoring in folks who are inactive options. You know what I mean? Like I'm trying to keep... play it safe and picking from our current announcer. So I'm going RKO.
Gun to the head? My gun to the head choice, which is
Someone is going to...
from my three, which the next thing we will do is my three, what I want to happen.
That's a different...
One I already have revealed is Cena.
Right.
And by the way, I was in Madison Square Garden for Cena's Royal Rumble win back in, I don't know when. 2009, I believe. No.
Damn, son.
No, no, no. I think it was, let's see what
it
year.
Was
actually,
before
I have
2009.
It up. 2007?
Oof. A young
Wait,
Dan
Cena
Black.
Won in 2013? That's not what it was. Cena won the Rumble? Do I have this correct? The Rumble in 2013?
Is that right?
Hold on.
We're doing some research here, folks.
He won the Rumble in 08 in New York City. That's right. I was there.
Gotcha, gotcha, gotcha.
That's great. And by the way, if you're a patron of this podcast, as a thank you for signing up, you get to see a video of me in Madison Square Garden as the Royal Rumble match is starting with Shebs.
Oh,
and the
I've
first entrant
this.
Is Taker.
I've seen
and we,
this video.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I do that as a thank you. I send you that video.
more bonus content.
Absolutely. No, Cena won the Royal Rumble, and he won the Royal Rumble in... He won in 2013, which I don't remember at all. Was that Cena won?
I don't remember. I wasn't there.
What year is it now? This was that long ago? 2020?
Seven years ago.
Cena won? And I don't remember that? All right. Anyway, that was also in Phoenix, and I've been to a Rumble in Phoenix. Oh, my God. I'm going to die.
Wow. Okay, wow. Dan's eyes are bleeding.
Okay. So, my gun to the head of who I think will
win
gonna
the Rumble.
We're going
to take you in the streets and stone you to death.
I am dead.
If you get it wrong.
I am shot dead. Okay.
Dead.
Is
dead, baby.
E-D. I think my gun, I would choose, it's Roman Reigns.
Okay. All right, fair enough.
It's Roman Reigns.
Also always a safe bet.
I wouldn't choose Lesnar for the gun to the head because...
No, I would not.
Lesnar, they're trying to set up a feud for him, so him winning would be cool, but I don't think it's... When you're trying to establish drama, it's not the gun to the head choice.
Right.
Okay. Now, here's the three choices of who I want to win the men's Royal Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will choose my three for the women's Royal Rumble.
Great.
Which, by the way, was more neglected in this conversation because there's far less information.
We don't have a lot to work with here, folks.
Don't blame us, people.
I am a woman. I would love to talk about the women, but we just don't have a lot of material to work with.
Well, as a woman, how do you feel about me saying that there should be one women's title? Does that rub you the wrong way?
It doesn't rub me the wrong way because I see where you're coming from. I was once someone who believed that the women should just be on one show.
Right.
Because then you have this rich, full group, you know, and you're all in one spot. But I also think it's fine to have two belts, but I think you inherently have like one belt now is like not as cool because Bayley has it.
They
should
have kept the both titles on Becky all
100%.
Year.
100%. Or I agree, but I think the bigger problem is that Bayley has it because Bayley is a
zilch. And also for their it fucks up their touring, right? Because Becky is getting her stars rising.
Yeah.
So for her to do more house shows, right? Because they do SmackDown and Raw separate house shows.
Yeah.
She can't be in two places at once. So there's a big problem when the belts are united for the WWE's current schedule. So that's why, if they have Bayley at a house show and she's the champion, she's going to put the title on the line.
Yeah.
You're going to see an actual title match. That's a bigger draw for a house show than no women. You know what I mean?
I saw her at a house show at the one at the Staples Center at the end of December. It was a tag match, though. No title shot.
Oh, wow. That's a shame.
I know.
People are still talking about people. Anyway, folks. Okay, Becky.
I love you too, Becky.
All right, anyway, here's the deal.
Yeah.
So my choices. My number one is John Cena. These are three equal options that I love, okay, for this Royal Rumble, where when it happens, I'm like, yes, I'm so glad I'm going to Tampa, okay?
Yeah.
Is Cena. We get to see the Brock Lesnar match, which is, there's the story there is fucking great. Cena couldn't overcome him, and now he's back. Great. I love that. What's there to say?
It's
a slam dunk.
Yeah.
It's
a slam dunk.
It's a slam dunk. It's weird because what I would book it as is Cena loses to Lesnar clean at Mania. I think it's like, oh, he's still going. I think that's the cool way to go.
Yeah.
You know? because it's like, oh, it's not even, his time was not now.
Right.
And then then you set it up for the rematch the next year, maybe, or something.
Yeah,
or
you're looking like years and years in the future.
Yeah, it's the cool thing to do is Lesnar just wins. It's just cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, great. That's my number one. Okay.
Okay.
What's your number one?
My number one would just be Seth Rollins.
Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
Okay, because you love Seth.
Because I love Seth Rollins.
So, do you see a feud there? Like, do you think he already feuded with both of these champions this year? It's the tricky part.
I guess for me, what I learned about myself is that Seth Rollins and Brock Lesnar always hits the spot. You know, I'm fine with it every time. And I think
you're looking to burn it down.
I'm looking to burn it down. Yeah. And I think that even if he lost, even if he got burnt down and he lost to Brock Lesnar, it's fine.
Yeah, I just it's just like not Seth's time right now.
Yeah, I think he's
Seth.
Doing other
things. He's starting to rebuild this thing. He's got the tag titles.
He's redesigning, he's reclaiming.
He now has the tag team championship titles.
But these are the picks that make you feel joy. You know what I'm saying?
But I would love to see Seth in a great tag match at Mania with Buddy Murphy.
Yeah.
It's him and Buddy Murphy are the champs together, right?
Yes. I mean,
I adore that tag team. I mean, Buddy Murphy is taking another step closer to being one of my guys. And you know what, by the way? So has Darby Allin. Watch the video of Darby Allin going up to a little kid on the AEW. That kid, him with the face paint?
Yeah.
I'm like, and catching on with the kids has so fucking a warrior vibes to me. Not to mention, I just pop for the guy's matches, and he's an unconventional choice. He'd be a nice addition to my arsenal. I needed a little more time with it. Okay.
He's still on the watch list.
He's on deck, but Buddy Murphy also taking the step, pairing up, pledging his allegiance to one of my other guys.
Yeah.
Who could follow in his gear tutelage. There's a lot he could teach him.
Yeah, I think Buddy Murphy has a lot to learn.
He's still rocking the shitty gear, but it's fine. I'll give him a little time. Okay. Yeah. A tag match, that could be really cool. It's a nice spot for Rollins, and they could open the show with it.
Agree.
And they could find something there. Maybe Seth and Buddy Murphy versus Miz and Hennigan. That could be a cool match, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
I just hate seeing Seth lose, so I would like it if he won.
Yeah. All right, so your number one, Seth. My number one, Cena. My number two, okay, is AJ Styles. I love AJ Styles. I think he is big time.
I'm going to co-sign this number two.
You could co-sign it?
I'm going to co-sign the number two for the AJ Styles is phenomenal. And I think that it is main event material. And I think either way that he would go would be exciting.
Yeah, I think that they're going for the Orton match. They're going to go the Orton match again.
Really?
Yeah, because it's not on this card, so I think they'll just have it knock each other out in the Rumble. That's a possibility also for your guy, Randy. I think they might do that.
No.
But we might also be getting swerved with that, too. Like,
that
kind of long-term booking, they tend to fuck with us in a kind of nice way.
Uh-huh.
But I think AJ Lesnar is a fucking killer match to watch at Mania. Because, you know, you think about it, you're sitting in the seats. You know, at Mania, I love to just talk to everybody. You know, I'm talking to everybody.
You do that? You talk to the other folks?
Not in an annoying way. It's like, the guy who's annoying doesn't know he's annoying.
Yeah.
So I'm open. I'm self-aware enough to know that I'm probably an annoying guy. But I would say this, is that I remember when Seth Rollins cashed in and the guys behind me were wearing Seth shirts and he lost to Orton. The second he lost to Orton, we're like, yo, you think that he's going to cash in? These guys were like, yo, 100% he's cashing in.
Oh, see, that's a beautiful crowd.
Like that kind of combo?
Yeah.
I can imagine the combo being like, yo, you think they let AJ go over Lesnar tonight?
Right.
That's a combo.
I like that, yeah.
That's a combo going everyone's having in the stadium.
Yeah, it's like buzzing.
AJ is one of the very few possibilities of people you could see them allowing pin 100%. And he has the moveset of stuff that could believably take down the Beast. Anyway,
the Beast incarnate.
AJ Styles. All right, here's my third choice. And this one is this one is uh 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 is more believable. Like, my third choice is probably a tie of Dolph Ziggler and Aleister Black. Okay,
those as are your Cinderella picks,
right? Because those are like Dolph Ziggler's my boy. Yeah. I think he deserves a big title shot at Mania. He's done way more than enough. I think that if they turn him face and you get behind him, it's like it's my fucking time. Angle would really work with him. He's not positioned well for this at all currently.
Yeah.
But a Rumble win might change the attitude. You know, he's like
it,
he's
it
shocked.
Would, but I. Sadly, don't see it just even happening.
It's not happening. I'm telling you right now, it's not happening.
This is your dreams. Yeah.
Same as Aleister. There are two guys that I put in my tier two for me. Okay.
Right, right.
But I think the third one that's believable that I think could be pretty cool is the Drew McIntyre pick.
I go Kofi number three.
You know what? I personally love the Kofi. I just think I see it not happening that I'm putting it there. I'm trying to say things that I think could happen that I think would
want.
Be like, that happens, and then I go, oh, cool. I get to see a Drew Lesnar match. Like, that's like two. And they just start building Drew up, like, over this past 2 months, have him just destroying guys.
Right.
I think it could be really cool.
It could be cool. I guess I see it more from the sentimental side. Like, that's why I would make Kofi number three on my wish list, because it's more of an emotional choice. Yeah.
On your Amazon Rumble wish list.
My Amazon. Yeah, I'll send you guys the link if you want to order me any Rumble wins off my wish list.
And I think for the women's division, I'm like, Shayna Baszler versus anyone will feel cool because she's new. And I think she's also legitimate.
Right, yeah.
I think will feel cool. So I'm into that. Ronda. Becky's the match I really care about. I really want to see. I would love to see that. And Shayna, Charlotte is what I'm looking to see. I think I just want to keep Becky away from Charlotte is all I have to say. I think Sasha,
100%.
Of my winners of the Royal Rumble for women, my number one is Ronda Rousey. My number two is Charlotte Flair.
Yes.
And my number, or Shayna Baszler. And then my number three is... who was it? I just fucking forgot.
Shayna, Charlotte, Sasha, Alexa.
Sasha.
Yeah.
It's Sasha. I think Sasha is very well positioned for it right now.
I think Sasha needs it, and it would be great, and it would pull her out of the Bayley dead zone. You know what I'm saying? And I would love to see that.
Just got a text from Arlen saying, just heard Stone Cold call Hyundai Hinda.
Oh my god.
Anyway, all right. Anyway, we got to end this episode, Aaron. Anything you didn't get to say about the Rumble or you
no,
feel good?
No, I mean, I'm really looking forward to it. I'm really looking forward to bringing home my third Rumble pool win on Sunday. Apologies in advance to all the losers. And
apologies to Hoobastank, by the way, also.
Oh my god.
I forgot to even mention them last week. Sorry about that. One day we will get around to talking about Hoobastank on this podcast.
Yeah, I mean, like we did, if you haven't heard the 9 to 5 yet, we did listen to Hoobastank and sing Hoobastank, but we haven't gotten a chance to talk about it. I'm still dying to hear the story of the riff.
We'll talk about it. This is also, by the way, a Hoobastank fan page, a fan podcast. I appreciate all you Hoobastank fans who are not wrestling fans who stick with this podcast in the hopes that we would discuss Hoobastank.
We will one day.
But I promise you we will, and we'll get to that story about that riff. But anyway, here's the deal, everyone. Happy Royal Rumble. I say it every single year, but Royal Rumble's around my birthday. I think so many people love the Royal Rumble as much okay, we'll end with Jacob Levitt's cash in. As people love the Royal Rumble as much, let's just do it now. Here we go. Jacob Levitt's cash in. So I promised I'd play it. Love the guy. Here we go.
What's up, Jabroniacs? It's the Semitic superstar Jacob Levitt. Just wanted to cash in with a quick theory, Fiend related, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So we know that basically the way that Bray sees the world is different than the way that the world actually is. So, for example, you know, he sees the world as like a happy fun house, but then when he's actually out there, he's creating all this misery and chaos.
Mm.
And when he looks at the title, he sees the Blue Universal Championship, but in reality,
the Blue Universal Championship.
Which got me thinking, actually, this was mentioned on the Fiend bonus episode about the Fiend's lantern. So if he's looking at that, what is he seeing when we're actually seeing like Bray's old face or Bray's old head? kind of with a lantern force inside of it. And that got me thinking about the first ever episode of the Firefly Funhouse, which featured the cardboard cutout of the old Bray Wyatt, which he cut in half with the saw. I believe that what he saw as him cutting through a cardboard cutout was him cutting through the actual head of the old Bray Wyatt. And that was how he created the lantern. Mm. That's my dumb theory. Let me know what you think. I mean, I think it kind of feels
wow,
like
what a beautiful occasion.
Like, hey.
Seeing the world and like this.
Cheers up. Give me a cheers up.
It's probably just dumb, but maybe it's not. I don't know. Cheers up.
Yeah, you earned that Marine Corps, Jacob.
Yo, by the way, every time you guys cash in, and by the way, for the new listeners, that's what a cash in is. You leave us a voicemail, 316-530-2429-316. Blow my mind. Gobble weasels. Listen, here's the deal. I see the countdown of when it's going to end, and I'm like, oh, he's not leaving enough time for cheers up. But we end all of our cash-ins on a cheers up. But I love that theory. That's exactly almost the minutia of Roman Reigns punching
beautiful
the pad. Yeah, I love that. Yeah, he was chopping off his head, and then he had the lantern. I don't think that's true. Gun to the head, I would say that's not what happened. But I love that you thought of that, and
yes,
you were thinking that.
Yes.
Great cash-in. All right, everyone. I said this a million times. I say it every year. Merry Rumble Christmas. Aww. To me, the Royal Rumble is my Christmas. Yeah, it falls around my birthday. I adore it. I love getting on the road to WrestleMania, especially now that I'm a man who attends all WrestleManias. This will be my sixth WrestleMania in a row.
Jesus.
And to be honest, I get more pumped for Cowmania than the actual WrestleMania.
I mean, with good reason.
And hopefully I can get this fucking title back and we'll have an actual title shot, or I don't know. Well, maybe we'll have to take some Patreon dollars and see if I can fly Iffy out if he doesn't give it to me. God, and maybe we have the match there. I don't really know. I don't know what's going to happen, but if I win the title back, there will be a title shot. But anyway, guys, if you're listening to this podcast, join our Facebook page. The conversation on there is going to take your wrestling viewing to the next level during
really
the Rumble. And everybody, the Rumble, the Royal Rumble drawing, if you were one of the lucky 90 to get into our pool, will happen on the Facebook page also there. So
yeah,
make
tonight,
sure you're in there.
Tonight,
Tulo will be live drawing the numbers. And everybody, I mean, fucking enjoy
Happy
the Royal Rumble,
folks.
And consider being a patron. Rate this podcast 5 stars. Be a patron. Patreon.com/comedians of wrestling. Your support really goes a long way for this podcast. I know I joke around about, I'm going to blah, 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 you know, everything I say. But we have tons of shit we want to do, and we can't do it without your support, honestly. Mm-hmm. So a couple bucks a month, you get access to bonus episodes. We focus more on AEW and NXT with Tulo every week. And once a month, and this month too,
yes,
we'll
January
do our movie
too,
dissection
dude
episodes, which we are organizing way better for this year.
Yes, yes,
and
yes.
And right now, you can listen to our movie dissection of the very anticipated Jumanji 2, The Next Level.
Well,
so
it's coming out on Monday.
Everybody, it'll come out on Monday. Yep. Everybody, consider being a patron. And everybody, keep watching wrestling. Kisses. Comedians of Wrestling.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.